And how the rest of the service will be provided by Karen Stratton and her friends.
So, earlier this year, I gave a sermon entitled, What We Sing is Who We Are, and some of you were there for that. And I told the story of my experience at Winter Elliott with UU songwriter Jason Shelton. It's a family camp that I often go to, and there's a number of my friends from family camp here, including Marty and Nancy and Debbie and Spencer. Anybody else that I miss from Elliott? Okay. So the message that Jason brought us over the new year was that what we sing every Sunday in our UU congregation should represent what we believe and who we are as Unitarian Universalists. That anybody who walks in our congregation for the first time should know from our music and our whole service, who are we and what do we believe in. And so he actually recommended organizing services like a hymn sing as just an opportunity for you to get more familiar with our hymnals and to really have a chance to sing out who we are. And that's what motivated me to do this today. So Jason also cautioned us that since our UU umbrella is so broad, not every hymn is going to resonate with every person. And sometimes a song can touch a nerve for a person or just leave you cold. Or sometimes it's like, do I have to hear that one again? But almost every song we sing is going to be meaningful to somebody. So today, if we sing a song that just doesn't suit you, what I'm going to do if that happens to me is I'm going to look around and see who's really into it. Because when I'm up here watching you guys sing hymns, I always see people who are really into it. And then other ones who are kind of looking at their watch and going, okay, let's move on. But there's always somebody who's into it. And so that's what I suggest we do if perchance one of them doesn't suit you. And if we do sing a song that you love, please sing out. We're not a huge crowd today, so we're going to have to really use our best voices. No need to be shy and no need to worry about singing perfectly or even on pitch, Nancy. She's always telling me she can't sing on pitch, but I know she loves to sing. She sings out loud. So during this hymn sing today, Virginia and Don and I have chosen a few of our favorite hymns to sing with you, and then it's going to be, you know, time for you to propose yours, and, you know, it's going to be organized, no like shouting out, we've got a microphone and you can raise your hands and so on, kind of like for newcomers. So just a little bit of history reviewing what I told you a few months ago, that our UU hymns span the centuries. Most of our older hymns, and you can tell which ones are older just by looking at the bottom of any page. It tells you the dates, where it came from, and when it was written, and if it's been changed. So most of the older hymns use Christian tunes that have UU words written for them. Starting in the 20th century, though, hymns were starting to be written specifically for UU churches. Our gray hymnal, you remember, was published in 1933, and our teal hymnal in 2005. 1993. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean 33 if I said that. Okay. That just means that, well, now 2005 is 14 years ago. So we don't have any hymns in our hymnals or songs that have been written that are more recent than that. There are songs still being written, but they're not readily available to us until we get the next hymnal. But if you look in the table of contents of either hymnal, you'll notice again that the songs are organized by our living traditions, that they start at the beginning of each hymnal with hymns focused on transcending mystery and wonder, and then they follow with those reflecting words and deeds of prophetic people, wisdom from the world's religions, Jewish and Christian teachings, humanist teachings, and then there's a new one in the teal hymnal, and that is the last section of earth-centered traditions, which was something that was added between 1993 and 2005. So we've tried to choose some hymns from each section today to sing with you, but let's start with an oldie but goodie, I call it, because it's number 18, What Wondrous Love. And if you open your hymnal to number 18, you'll notice that it says the words are from an American folk song, folk hymn, and I looked it up and found out that the original words were a folk hymn from 1835, and it was based on a sea chanty about Captain Kidd. Now, Connie Campbell Hart wrote new UU words for it, and I found out that she's a UU from Detroit, Michigan, and she was born in 1929, and I assume she's still alive because there was no obituary online for her, but that's what I can tell you about her. So, everybody got the hymnal, ready to sing? Go ahead, stand up. Always stand up to sing out. Thank you, Betsy. Give us a little intro.
What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O in my heart such bliss, and takes away the pain of my soul, of my soul, and takes away the pain of my soul. When I was sinking down, sinking down, sinking down, when I was sinking down, sinking down, when I was sinking down, beneath my sorrow crown, friends to me gathered round. Oh my soul, oh my soul, friends to me gathered round. Oh my soul, to love and to all friends I will sing, I will sing. To love and to all friends I will sing.
Stay standing unless you need to take a break, because Virginia is going to just do a very short intro to the next one.
So for a change of pace, let's sing number 97, Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. This is noted to be an African-American hymn. The date is sometime between 1750 and 1875. Try to sing this song as if you're a soloist. It's meant to wail and to express despair of the African-American experience during slavery, but I would like to just offer to be thinking of the separated families and the children being separated at the border. That might give you the same feel, and it also might make you wail and express deep sorrow, so we can sing for them from our hearts.
It's just, sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. So if you look up and out.
Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel
moving on to the second section of the hymnals, Words and Deeds of Prophetic People, let's go to the teal hymnal and sing Everything Possible. It's number 1019. This 20th century hymn was written in 1983 by Fred Small. Fred began his career as a lawyer and later became a UU minister in the Boston area. This hymn has four pages, and when we get to the end of the fourth page, we go back to the top of page two. A little instruction here. You'll see page four, the very last bar has a couple of dots in both the treble and bass clef. So you go back to, and that instructs you to go back to something that's a mirror image of that, and that happens to be on page two, the top system, where it says, be anybody you want to be. And a couple other items I want to talk about besides the repeat is that on page three, you have a symbol called a fermata. It's some musicians call it a bird's eye. And the first time through, there's two fermata. There's one on the first system and there's one on the second system. The first time through, we don't hold that. What fermata means to hold. But the second time through, we do hold it. And on the second system, where the word done is, that is the end of the song. It's that dashed line indicates that it's the end. Fine is the Italian word for finish or end.
Well,
that's too much, isn't it? We gotta start singing here. Yeah, I think so. I think everybody's ready to sing. We've cleared off the table, left over strays, washed the dishes and put them away. I told you a story, cut you in time, at the end of another long day. Over the midnight sea,
Because I'm going to have to teach you this next song. Put the hymnal away. Because if you look at it, you'll be too scared if you don't already know. It's Siahamba. How many people have sung Siahamba? Excellent. Maybe about a half, third to a half. So Siahamba is in the teal hymnal. And I mentioned at Rosie's 4th of July party that we were going to sing this today, and somebody, I don't know if she's here today, not to be named, said, well, that's a marching to war song or something like Onward Christian Soldiers. And I thought, I don't really know about that, even if the English translation is We Are Marching in the Light of God. So I, of course, looked it up. Wikipedia and other websites have lots of information about it. It originated in South Africa. It's sung in Zulu. And they think it was either a Zulu folk song then turned into a South African freedom song. And, of course, people in South Africa had a lot of reasons to sing about wanting freedom, too. So it was rewritten as a Christian hymn by a Dutch guy by the name of Andries van Tonder in 1952. And apparently his great-grandsons or something like that have his original score for how he wrote that down. But it was actually discovered in 1978 and recorded by a Swedish choral group that I can't pronounce, but it's something like Fjador or something like that. That J in there. And then it became quite famous. So that was 1978, which is still for us, you know, now in 2019, quite a long time ago. It has been widely popularized throughout the world, mostly through churches and schools. Some people recognize it as a children's chorus song. Anyway, if you're interested, just Google it. There's a lot of kind of fun information out there. So the reason why I want to teach it to you without looking at it is because it's written in Zulu, but there's really only one line of text. And we're going to repeat it over and over, kind of like what Felicity did with kids, so that you will know the words, and pretty soon you'll pick up the tune. So, Betsy, if you could give me the starting pitch, please. So, I'll sing it, you sing it back to me.
Siahamba,
just
Siahamba, Siahamba,
Siahamba, just let me do it. Okay.
Siahamba, Siahamba,
okay, now it goes.
Siahamba, kukanyen. Siahamba kukanyen.
Do that one again.
Siahamba kukanyen.
Okay, then it goes.
Siahamba kukanyen kwenkos.
Siahamba kukanyen kwenkos.
And if you know it, you're welcome to come up here and lead it with us. Alright, so it goes.
Siahamba kukanyen kwenkos. Siahamba kukanyen kwenkos.
Okay, so now let's add the piano. This is what I used to do with my students, 6 to 5. How confident do you feel? this is not at all. Five is great. Okay, if you're a five, sing way out. If you're a three, sing way out. And if you're a fifth, sing way out. So everybody stand up. We've got some piano, and we're going to sing the Siya Hamba Kukinyan Kwenpo twice through. Then same tune, we are marching, we are singing, we are dancing. Three separate ones. Ready? Let's go. Let's see. Three more songs that we had chosen, but that would take too much time because it's already 11:30. So now is the chance for you to propose some songs.
Never. that suggestion. Who else has one? Over here. Do you know this song? Would you like to come up and help lead it? I don't know this song. Not required, but if you don't mind.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, the very sad news is we're 5 minutes from the end. So we had chosen 362, Rise Up, O Flame, as the ending song. And it's actually, Virginia and Don thought it might be new to some of you. It's only two lines. It's meant to be around. So what we're going to do is sing it together, and then we're going to try to round it up here, and you can do it however you want to. Okay. Right. That's the tune we do.
Rise up, O flame, by our life's glory, show the beauty, vision, and joy. Rise up, O flame,
so much for joining us for our first hymn sing, and hopefully we'll do another one so we can sing more of the songs.
Thank you, Karen. That was great.